美韩峰会声明表示，将维护台湾海峡和平稳定。英国旗舰级航母前往亚洲，将通过南中国海。台湾官员指责中国散布有关新冠疫情的假消息。美东时间5月23日星期天，北京时间5月24日星期一，您正在收看的是美国观察，我是文浩，我们在美国首都华盛顿现场直播。首先关注周末在白宫举行的美韩峰会。美国总统拜登与韩国总统文在寅在周五的峰会上就双方共同关心的领域展开了双边谈判，但并未就中国问题取得突破。拜登结束与文在寅的会谈后对记者表示，两国将致力于解决攸关区域稳定的议题，例如维持南中国海的航行自由以及维护台湾海峡的和平与稳定。文在寅在记者会上表示，美韩两国将更紧密合作，维护台海和平与稳定。周五傍晚，白宫发布两国联合声明，强调美韩两国反对一切威胁或破坏国际秩序的活动，将共同致力于维护自由开放的印太地区。除了与中国有关的议题，星期五举行的美韩峰会将重点集中在了新冠疫情、气候变化与高科技产业合作。两位领导人还讨论了朝鲜问题，但无核化的前景似乎暗淡。来看美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
韩国5200万国民中仅有3%接种了新冠疫苗，但韩国的目标是在11月之前实现群体免疫。美国保证通过疫苗合作伙伴关系帮助首尔。拜登总统星期五与韩国总统文在寅的白宫峰会上做出了上述宣布。
So we can scale up global vaccine supplies. We'll strengthen our ability to fight the pandemic and respond to future biological threats.
两位领导人还关注了气候变化、区域安全和朝鲜的核武器计划。
Our two nations also share a willingness to engage diplomatically with the DPRK to take pragmatic steps that will reduce tensions.As we move toward our ultimate goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
文在寅否认存在不同紧张感的说法，强调两国在无核化时间表上一致。
이미미국측에서밝힌바와같습니다아주실용적이고또점진적이고단계적이고유연한방식으로
但是分析人士说，阻止金正恩核野心的前景仍然暗淡。
There's no momentum.When it comes to North Korea, there is no breakthrough that can be expected.
文在寅渴望在明年卸任之前巩固他作为和解者的这项政治遗产，但是平壤的核武器和燃料储存已经开展。尽管特朗普与金正恩之间展开过个人外交，拜登政府表示将与朝鲜一道采取经过调整的务实方式，但未提供太多细节。
Administration wants to leave itself as much space as possible.Both to keep the door open for possible dialogue with North Korea, but also not to be embarrassed in the event that North Korea reverts to provocations.
拜登感谢韩国公司在美国超过$250亿的投资，并感谢首尔对他本人努力建立供应链弹性的支持。文在寅是拜登上任以来会见的第二位世界领导人。拜登于4月会见了日本首相菅义伟，这标志着华盛顿面临中国崛起的同时，对亚洲盟友的关注。
The atmospherics is very good between the two countries, so they really want to showcase the strength of the alliance relationship.
同样在周五，拜登向陆军退役上校小拉夫·帕基特颁发了荣誉勋章，以表彰他在韩战中的卓越勇气。文在寅参加了这一授勋仪式，这是首次有外国领导人参加这样的活动。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
继续看到亚太地区，英国旗舰级航空母舰伊丽莎白女王号启程前往亚洲。英国首相约翰逊周五表示，这将向中国等国家表明英国相信国际海洋法。约翰逊说，我们要做的事情之一显然就是向我们在中国的朋友表明我们相信国际海洋法，我们将以一种自信而不是对抗的方式来证明这一点。英国国防部此前表示，这次部署将加强印太地区的防务伙伴关系，英国致力于在该地区建立更持久的在防务和安全的存在。英国皇家海军伊丽莎白女王号航空母舰在部署到亚洲的过程中，将通过地中海、印度洋和南中国海到日本，期间会与40多个国家进行互动。这次部署预计将持续约28周，跨越2.6万海里。 台湾官员周六指责中国政府散布有关新冠肺炎疫情的虚假消息，称这就是政府宣传和驳斥网上流传的虚假信息的原因。内政部政务次长陈宗彦周六指责中国散布有关新冠肺炎疫情的虚假消息，试图利用认知战争来破坏对政府的信任及其对大流行的反应。他列举了一些他所说的在网上流传的假新闻的例子，包括台湾总统蔡英文受感染却被掩盖的假新闻。在控制了数月的大流行之后，台湾正在应对家庭感染的激增，整个台湾处于高度警备的状态，人们被要求留在家中，许多场所被关闭。中国国台办周四给路透社发出了一份声明，说台湾的指控是虚构的，而且政府正在试图将注意力从实际问题上转移开。在中国领导人习近平宣布中国实现了全面脱贫的同时，美国记者罗谷不久前出版的《低端中国》从另一个角度讲述了中国的贫困状况。在他看来，中国的农村人口不仅没有公平享受到中国近30年来经济腾飞的福利，反而沦为棋子和牺牲品，而日积月累的民怨伴随着人口红利的耗尽，很可能成为中共政权不稳的导火索之一。来看报道。
低端中国以人口不足1000的中国贵州省丙花村为中心展开叙述。在这个以布依族为主的村庄里，由于经济落后还有就业萎缩，绝大多数年轻人都背井离乡前往沿海地区打工。比如莫梅泉，他相信城市里有更多的发展机会，在1998年前往东莞的电子工厂打工，工资是每小时1元人民币。而莫梅泉的表弟莫路波则在初中的时候辍学，尝试前往宁波闯荡，但是刚刚下了火车就被三个流氓抢走了财物。截止2020年底，像莫梅泉还有莫路波这样的农民工达到了2.856亿，占中国总人口的1/5，而农村人口则为中国总人口的1/半。但是中国特殊的户口制度让他们在自己的国家沦为2等公民。
The hukou makes rural migrants to the cities, puts them in a vulnerable situation. They are sort of, in effect, they are guests there to help build China's economy and help power its growth. But they're not expected in most cases to settle down there.
从1978年改革开放开始，数量巨大的廉价农民工劳动力成为了中国经济腾飞的原动力，也铸就了习近平实现伟大复兴和弘扬中国梦的筹码。
The hukou has been very good for economic growth in China. It has ensured that China has, China's made in China factory model export based on low wages. It has ensured that China has a ready supply of relatively low wage workers, migrants who are sort of, as I said earlier, are sort of temporary guests in the city. And all that has helped keep down wages and it has helped China.Become the global power, economic power, and global exporter that it has.
户口制度带来的一个直接影响就是城乡贫富差距越来越大。2018年，中国城镇居民收入比农村居民收入高出近3倍。全球范围内大多数国家城乡人均收入比都低于1.6，比例超过2的国家仅有3个，中国就是其中之一。
They have done better, much better than they did before, but they have seen the gap grow larger and larger. So I think the question going forward is, will that growing gap, which is becoming more and more obvious to this group of people from rural China and the migrants, it's becoming more obvious that the system as it works with the hukou, also with the land system, discriminates against them. And will they accept that going forward?
除了民愤，中共还面临人口红利消失的挑战。2020年以来，中共领导人不断强调内循环及扩大内需，拉动经济增长。
China cannot rely to the degree that it wants to on a domestic consumption driven economy if about half the population, which is migrant workers plus rural people, are not better integrated into the economy.
罗谷告诉美国之音，贫穷、衰老还有心怀不满的农民工构成了对中共统治的巨大挑战。
Back to the hukou and the dual land system. Those policies are, I believe, are a, fatal constraint to China's future economic sustainable growth. And no other country should, the idea that you should adopt some policy like that, is just, is absurd. And so I think those alone sort of mean this is not a model for the rest of the world to emulate.
印度达兰萨拉的流亡藏人认为，中国在干涉西藏精神领袖达赖喇嘛的转世。西藏流亡政府的最高政治领导人说，西藏面临着种族文化灭绝。
Against multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is happening everywhere in the world. But one single majority population completely overwhelming a minority population, that amounts to cultural genocide.
This is completely invalid, illegitimate. So-called People's Republic of China is an atheist government. The reincarnation process is all related with the Tibetan Buddhism and our own culture and the tradition.So there's no kind of legitimate right for the People's Republic of China to interfere in His Holiness and all the others high-ranking lamas' reincarnation process.
两年前撰写《我来自香港而非中国》一文的徐颖婷，去年五月从波士顿爱默生学院毕业。她希望回到香港继续开展民主倡议工作，但随即遭遇七月香港实施的国安法。长期在国际发声的她担心自己可能已经是港府的目标，基于人身安全和倡议空间的考量，最终她买了一张单程机票返回美国，并在自己的社交媒体上公开了这个消息。
两年前撰写《我来自香港而非中国》一文的徐颖婷，去年五月从爱默生学院新闻系毕业。她希望回到香港继续开展民主倡议工作，但随即遭遇七月香港实施国安法。长期在国际发声的她担心可能已经是港府的目标，基于人身安全和倡议空间的考量，最终她买了一张单程机票返回美国。十二月在自己的社交媒体上公开这个消息。
其实离开的时候心态就是觉得应该不会有机会再回去香港，因为其实现在你看到就是他们已经把所有就是很多有在国际工作过跟就是不论是国际倡议或者是游说的人，其实全部都已经离开了香港。其实也拖延了很久，因为觉得不想离开嘛。其实一直以来我的定位也是在国际的工作上，去宣传香港的社运。那如果我一直也在香港，然后耽误了在自己本来定位上要做的事情，其实意义也并不高。在外国其实没有这么多的限制，可能能够做的事情更加多。
2019年4月，徐颖婷在爱默生学院校报发表《我来自香港而非中国》一文后，受到来自部分中国学生的压力，指责她港独、分裂国家，甚至数次收到死亡威胁，令她始料未及。2019年反送中运动开始后，她在波士顿组织多场游行集会声援香港，一直持续到深秋。
过了2019年这个运动之后，不单是我的人已经就是所有的专注已经 focus 在香港以外，就是我已经变了一个所谓有名的人，就变了我不是一个普通的 journalist， 甚至我是变了一个 activist。 那在这个情况上，对于我之前一直想象自己要做记者的这条路上，就加了一个不明的因素。那所以到影响到就是2年之后到现在，我还是没有想清楚到底自己未来可以做些什么，到现在还是正在处理，正在内化这些心理的冲突，不知道未来的 career path 或者是怎样，最简单就是怎样去养活自己，然后要自己好好的生活下去，这个我觉得是很多离开香港的人最首要就是处理的事情。比较大的一个层面就是觉得，那未来其实面对这么多的打压的时候，到底国际可以怎样去应对中国现在这个 expanding， 它怎样就是中国继续一直它的 influence 这么大的时候，到底在国际的层面可以要怎样制衡它呢？那香港人到底要怎样在就是未来要怎样自处？是要面临就是大规模的移居吗？有时候很绝望的时候，有这些的想法也是就是也是一个帮自己不要这么负面的一个方法吧。就是有时候也会想象说，不知道就是老了几十岁的时候会不会可以回去，就有时候也会有这种的想象吧。可是我觉得香港人有一件事要真的要学会，就是不要这么激进，就沉着气吧。虽然现在我们委屈了，可是有很多事情我们可以继续努力。那怎样在海外继续延续我们民族的精神，还有就是在海外继续推广香港的文化，然后把它一直延续下去，到一个 extent， 就是我们可以倒过来说服不同国家的政府要去怎样应对中国。我觉得这是我们未来这几年需要面对的很大的一个 task。 离开其实要有一个心态，就是觉得我们不是要逃避要接受苦难，而是要怎样去离开了之后带着自己的能力或者是自己的长处去继续利用这些长处，然后帮助依然在苦难在受苦的一些香港人怎样去帮助他们，或者是让他们可以至少可以好好的生活。那我觉得这是我们的离开的人的责任。那不是说离开了我们移居了然后就把香港放到脑袋后面，不是这样，而是真的主动去做一些事情去帮助香港，这才是离开的意义。
在大流行病导致关门一年多后，史密森尼学会在华盛顿和周边地区的八座博物馆本月重新开放。来看美国之音记者塔博的报道。
史密森尼国家航空航天博物馆位于弗吉尼亚州上第一的乌德瓦哈兹中心，去年因新冠病毒大流行而关闭以来首次重新开放。这是史密森尼这个月陆续开放的八座博物馆里的第一座，将采取与大流行病相关的安全措施，例如限时进入、戴口罩以及保持社交距离。乌德瓦哈兹中心比它的搭配设施 华盛顿国家广场上的国家航空航天博物馆要大。
It has the large artifacts, the big aircraft that couldn't fit downtown. And so it presents them more in a hangar style format where people can just look at the artifacts, soak them in and kind of bring their experiences.
第一次展出的两个历史展览品用来纪念博物馆重开以及美国人第一次航天飞行60周年。一架 F-18 大黄蜂喷气战斗机曾被著名的蓝天使海军中队飞过。还有将第一个美国人带进空间的太空舱，它有助于启动美国的太空计划。
The addition of new artifacts on display or acquisitions like the Blue Angels Hornet or the Freedom 7 capsule, that allows us to tell these big stories.
一并展出的还有洛克希德 SR-71 黑鸟，这是全世界最快的喷气飞机，以及发现号航天飞机，它是服役时间最长、生存最久的航天飞机。还有在二战期间向日本广岛投下原子弹的埃诺拉盖伊 B-29 轰炸机。各个年龄层的游客对老和新的展品都很欣赏。
Our granddaughter loves it here. I open space, all the airplanes roaming around. She gets to see a lot of history. She's only 3.5 years old and she is already informing us of what some of these planes did.In the past and so forth, so it's pretty amazing.
We just wanted to get out since we've kind of been cooped up during COVID to let the boys experience being outside, being in the museum, and seeing some of the wonderful airplanes.
We love looking at airplanes. A couple times we've seen the Blue Angels fly in the sky, and it's cool to see the history of all the different planes as they evolved throughout the years, and maybe pique their interest in becoming a pilot in the future if they wanted to become one or even an astronaut.
另外六个史密森林博物馆和国家动物园计划在这个月晚些时候重新开放，其中包括非洲裔美国人历史和文化国家博物馆、国家肖像画廊、史密森林美国艺术博物馆和附带的伦威克画廊、国家美国历史博物馆和美洲印第安人国家博物馆。
I've always felt that you can tell so much about a nation by what it remembers.And even more by what it forgets. So I want to make sure the Smithsonian helps America remember not just what it wants, what it needs to remember.
美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿报道。
在圣约翰大教堂为自行车祈福是纽约市的一个流行传统。去年由于大流行病，祈福通过虚拟的方式举行，但是今年这个活动重新登场，许多人带着帮助他们度过了艰难一年的自行车来参加。来看美国之音记者纳尔逊的报道。
在纽约市许多不同寻常的仪式中，这一个由于年代久远而与众不同。过去23年，每年五月初，数以百计的自行车手骑车前往纽约市圣约翰大教堂，让他们的自行车接受祈福，甚至连宠物也随行。
She just loves to go in Central Park, and when I'm getting ready to get on my bike, she looks at me really anxiously, wondering if she's going to go too, and is very excited to get on the bike.
格伦·戈德斯坦创始了这个不同寻常的传统。他本人并不热衷于宗教，作为一个狂热的自行车手，这个点子来自于他的母亲。
Many years ago, my mother sent me a newspaper article.About a blessing of the motorcycles at a shrine. And like all good sons, I took that article and threw it away. And many years later, I thought, this is not a bad idea. And so I came here to this wonderful cathedral and said, can I ask you a question? I was very embarrassed. I thought they would not like this, but they were very nice and welcoming. And we've been doing it for 23 years now. This is the 23rd year.
说到这个仪式的目的，戈德斯坦说，他喜欢把这个祈福当作一种让他和其他许多人更安全的仪式。
The church is beautiful and they're very nice to do this and it's a nice thing to do. I think it's just a lovely ceremony.
Well, I believe it helps. Amen. You gotta have faith. And yeah, all the help you can get and, it doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
由于新冠疫情大流行，许多纽约人把自行车视为在这个饱受蹂躏的城市最安全的交通工具之一，甚至连教堂的神职人员也承认他们已经有一年多没坐过地铁了。
At a time during this past year when we were all huddled in our homes in abject fear, and I don't know how many of you are actually from the city, but we were all so afraid to go out. And these brave people, many of whom are immigrants to this country, many of whom are not documented immigrants to this country. They went out on their bicycles so we would have something to eat when we were all afraid, huddled in our homes. And so the people on the bicycles really, in many ways, made life possible for us during the pandemic.
在美国的道路上，平均每天大约有两个自行车骑手死于意外。骑乘白色的自行车经常出现在曾有自行车骑士死亡的地点，用来纪念他们。
Pedro Lopez, 41, Brooklyn.
Thaddeus Chakowski, 61, Brooklyn. Zudi Dasi, 79, Staten Island.
I think because, like, it's a good cautionary tale for all of us seeing a bike there, and it's also a way to remember that a poor soul, you know, lost his or her life. Doing what they liked, or even just going about their daily business.
I think it's tragic and it's sad, but it's good to have a memorial for people to realize that it is dangerous with cars and bicycles, like, sharing the same roads, and for people to be aware, like, how easy it is for cyclists to get injured when you have 1,000-pound vehicles riding next to them.
他们每年一次来为自己的自行车祈福。然后他们再出发，准备好在这个城市的街道上踩动脚踏板，进入新的一季。美国之音记者纳尔逊，纽约报道。
新冠疫情爆发时，美国的牡蛎养殖场眼看他们赖以出售水产品的餐馆大都已经关闭，许多牡蛎养殖人都走到了经济崩溃的边缘，他们寻求各方帮助，恰有一个环境保护组织和几个联邦机构一道伸出了援手，提出购买数百万只牡蛎，用于恢复美国20个点的贝类礁石项目。这结果不仅造福了环境，还保护了牡蛎养殖人的生意。
So in March of last year, sales basically went to zero. 90% of the oysters we sell go to restaurants. And so once the restaurants closed, our distributors just said, we can't take any, we have no place to send them. It takes about 3 years for an oyster to get to market size, and market size is a 3-inch oyster, so this is a typical market-sized oyster. And once they get, you know, 4 or 5 inches, and this one's a little misshapen, what we would call an ugly, we won't really have a big market for them.
This year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we actually are buying surplus oysters, or large oysters, sometimes called uglies, that don't go to market.
It really has been... kind of a lifesaver to be able to keep some revenue coming in and to move it quite quickly. I just think it's a great thing that they're doing, and it's great to be a part of it.
So buying surplus oysters and putting them on the reefs, they're reproducing, they're creating that habitat, they're clearing up the water, and I think it is a win for conservation. It's the major silver lining that has come out of the global pandemic for oysters.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢收看，我们下次节目再见。